So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, chapter number 6, Creation of the Universal Form, text number
9.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sa
Adhyatma.
Sa
Adidhaiva
Cha Sa
Adhibhuta
Iti
Tridha
Virat
Prana
Dasha
Vidha
Ekadha
Hridayena
Cha
Sadhyatma
Shadidhaivascha
Sadhibhuta
iti tridha
Virat prano dasha
vidha
Ekadha
hridayena
cha
Sadhyatma
sadhidaivascha
Sadhibhuta
iti tridha
Virat prano dasha
vidha
Ekadha
hridayena
cha
Sa
adhyatma.
The body and mind
with all the senses.
Sa adhidhaiva.
And the controlling demigods of the senses.
Cha
and
sa adibhuta,
the present objectives.
Iti
thus.
Tridha
three.
Virat,
gigantic.
Gigantis.
Prana,
moving force.
Dasha vidha,
10 kinds.
Ekadha,
one only.
Hridayena,
living energy.
Cha,
also.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The gigantic universal form is represented by 3, 10, and 1 in the sense that he is the body and the mind and the senses. He is the dynamic force for all the movements by 10 kinds of life energy. And he is the one heart where life energy is generated. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 7.4.5, it is said that the 8 elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and false ego, are all products of Lord's inferior energy. Whereas the living entities who are seen to utilize the inferior energy originally belong to the superior energy, the internal potency of the Lord. The 8 inferior energies work grossly and subtly, whereas the superior energy works as the central generating force. This is experienced in the human body. The gross elements, namely earth, etc., form the external gross body and are like a coat, whereas the subtle mind and false ego act like the inner clothing of the body. The movements of the body are first generated from the heart, and all the activities of the body are made possible by the senses powered by the 10 kinds of air within the body. The 10 kinds of air are described as follows. The main air passing through the nose and breathing is called prana. The air which passes through the rectum as evacuated bodily air is called apana. The air which adjusts the foodstuff within the stomach and which sometimes sounds as belching is called samana. The air which passes through the throat and the stoppage of which constitutes suffocation is called the udana air. And the total air which circulates throughout the entire body is called the vyana air. Subtler than these five airs, there are others also. That which facilitates the opening of the eyes, mouth, etc. is called the naga air. The air which increases appetite is called krikara air. The air which helps concentration is, contraction is called the kurma air. The air which helps relaxation by opening a mouth wide and yawning is called the devadatta air. And the air which helps sustenance is called dhananjaya air. All these airs are generated from the center of the heart, which is one only. The central energy is superior energy of the Lord, who is seated within the heart with the soul of the body, who acts under the guidance of the Lord. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita 15:15 as follows. Sarvashya chaham hridisanavishto mataksmatir jnanam apohanam cha vedaishta charvairaham eva vejo vedanta krid vedavid eva chaham. The complete central force is generated from the heart by the Lord who is seated there and who helps the conditioned soul in remembering and forgetting. The conditioned state is due to the soul's forgetfulness of his relationship of subordination to the Lord. One who wants to continue to forget the Lord is helped by the Lord to forget him, birth after birth. But one who remembers him by dint of association with a devotee of the Lord is helped to remember him more and more. And thus the conditioned soul can ultimately go back to home, back to Godhead. This process of transcendental help of the Lord is described in Bhagavad Gita 10:10 as follows. Teshang tatati yuktanang bhajatang pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogang tang yena mamupiyanti te. The buddhi process, the buddhi yoga process of self-realization with intelligence transcendental to the mind, devotional service, can alone elevate one from the conditioned state of material entanglement in the cosmic construction. The conditioned state of the living being is like that of a person who is within the depths of a huge mechanical arrangement. The mental speculators can reach the point of buddhi yoga after many, many lifetimes of speculation, but the intelligent person who begins from the platform of intelligence above the mind makes rapid progress in self-realization. Because the buddhi yoga process entails no fear of deterioration or retrogression at any time, it is the guaranteed path to self-realization as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 2:40. The mental speculators cannot understand that the two birds, Vaitashvatara Upanishad, sitting in one tree are the soul and the supersoul. The individual soul eats the fruit of the tree, while the other bird does not eat the fruit but only observes the activities of the eating bird. Without attachment, the witnessing bird helps the fruit-eating bird perform fruitive activities. One who cannot understand this difference between the soul and the supersoul or God and the living entities is certainly still in the entanglement of the cosmic machinery and must still await the time when he will be free from bondage.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jitapta Kamalam Shri Gudun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sangharajadam Sahaganavagadritam Vidam Sajivam Sadayitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vidamscha.
So one has to carefully avoid the association of the mental speculators.
Cilvēkam ir katrā ziņā jāizvairās no biedrošanās ar tiem, kas nododās filozofiskiem prātojumiem.
The mental speculators cannot distinguish between the soul and the supersoul.
Jo šie filozofiskie prātotāji nespēj redzēt atšķirības starp dvēseli un virsdvēseli.
Therefore they fall into a great trap.
Tāpēc viņi nonāk milzīgos slazdos.
Because love of God is the requirement for entering the spiritual world.
Un tā kā, lai ieiet garīgajā pasaulē, ir nepieciešama mīlestība uz Dievu.
And what does love mean?
Un ko mīlestība nozīmē?
Love means two.
Mīlestība nozīmē divus.
Krishna and you.
Krishna un jūs.
If you are Krishna,
ja jūs esat Krishna,
then where is the loving reciprocation?
Tad kur gan var būt mīlestības pilnas attiecības?
Krishna alone,
Krishna viens pats,
with no devotees,
bez bhaktām,
where is the loving exchange?
Kur tad ir mīlestības apmaiņa?
So this Mayavadi philosophy kills love.
Mayavadi filozofija nogalina mīlestību.
Would you like to live in a world without love?
Vai jūs vēlētos dzīvot pasaulē bez mīlestības?
A world without love is a miserable world.
Pasaule bez mīlestības ir nožēlojama pasaule.
Therefore, Mayavadi philosophy means miserable world.
Tāpēc Mayavadi filozofija nozīmē nožēlojamu pasauli.
There's no, you are not a person to love anyone, nor is there any person to whom you can give your love.
Nav tā pasaule, kurā neviens jūs nemīl, un tā ir pasaule, kurā nav neviens, kuru jūs varat mīlēt.
Everything is simply the impersonal Brahman.
Viss ir vienkārši impersonalais Brahmāns.
So, therefore, instead of speculating to understand what is the absolute truth,
tāpēc tā vietā, lai filozofiski prātotu par to, kas ir absolūtā patiesība,
we should hear from those who have realized the absolute truth.
Mums ir jāklausās no tiem, kuri ir apjēguši absolūtā patiesība.
As I have quoted recently, that shloka from the Mahabharata,
tā kā es nesen citēju šloku no Mahabharatas,
Bhishma Parva 5.22,
Bhishma Parvas 5.22,
Achintya kalu ye bhava na tang starkena yojiyat prakatyabhyamyaccha tad achintyasya lakshanam. Whatever is beyond this material nature is thus inconceivable to those persons who are within it.
Tām personībām, kas atrodas materiālajā pasaulē, nav iespējams aptvert to, kas atrodas ārpus materiālās pasaules.
And therefore cannot be grasped or understood by mundane reasoning.
Un tāpēc ar parastu domāšanu to nav iespējams aptvert.
So don't try to speculate to understand the absolute truth.
Un tāpēc nemēģiniet prātot, lai saprastu absolūto patiesību.
You hear from those persons who realize the absolute truth.
Jums ir jāklausās par to no tiem cilvēkiem, kas ir to sapratuši.
That is the formula.
Tā ir formula.
Don't take guidance from those who are not properly enlightened in Krishna consciousness.
Nepieņemiet norādījumus no tiem, kas nav šajā apziņā parasti pareizi vadīti.
Mahajano yena gatastapanta. Follow the pathway of the great acharyas.
Sekoyat vijano acharya ceļam.
Just like some people have speculated that a neophyte devotee can imagine what is his rasa and pick a particular inhabitant of Vrindavan to follow in the footsteps of that inhabitant.
Un ir tādas spekulācijas, tāds viedoklis pastāv, kur daži cilvēki ir izsaka, ka neofīts ir spējīgs pats saprast, kāda ir viņa rasa. He can understand his rasa and...
He can understand his rasa and pick out a Vrijabhasi in that rasa and become a follower of that Vrijabhasi.
Un ka viņš ir spējīgs izvēlēties Vrijabhasi, kam ir šāda attiecīgā rasa, un sekot šim Vrijabhasi.
Such things happen on the realized stage of Krishna consciousness.
Tādas lietas notiek, kad ir ļoti augsts Krishna apziņas līmenis.
When one comes to the asakti stage, he realizes his rasa, and he naturally becomes a follower of a Vrijabhasi in that rasa.
Kad cilvēks nonāk asakti līmenī, tad viņš izjūt, kāda ir viņa tā garša attiecībās ar Dievu, un tad viņš nonāk, tad viņš var sekot, viņš izvēlas un var sekot Vrijabhasi, kurš ir tādā garša, kuram arī tāda pati garša.
But that is only at the asakti stage.
Bet tas ir vienīga sakti līmenī.
That's a very high stage and one is completely has pure love of God within his heart.
Tas ir ļoti augsts līmenis, kur cilvēkam nav nekas cits sirdī, kā tikai tīra mīlestība uz Dievu.
As long as one has even the slightest tinge of material desire in his heart, he's not qualified for that thing.
Un tik ilgi, kamēr cilvēkam ir kaut mazākā gribatīņa materiālo vēlmi, jo viņš nav kvalificēts būt šādā līmenī.
Rupa Goswami describes the various stages of spiritual perfection.
Rupa Goswami apraksta dažādus garīgās attīstības līmeņus.
The first thing is you have faith, shraddha.
Pirmais līmenis jums jābūt ticībai, shraddha.
Then you associate with devotees, sadhu sangha.
Tad jūs biedrojaties ar bhaktām, sadhu sangha.
Then you get initiated, bhajana kriya.
Tad jūs saņemat iniciāciju, bhajana kriya.
You follow the regulator principles under the direction of your spiritual master.
Jūs sekojat regulējošiem principiem, ko ir devis jūs garīgais skolotājs.
In this way you clean all the dirt out of your heart.
Un tādā veidā jūs iztīrāt visus sārņus no sirds.
That's called a nartanivritti. And then, when that's done, then you become firmly fixed in Krishna consciousness. That's called the nishta stage. And then you progress further to the ruchi stage, where you have unlimited taste for the name. You can sing a kirtan for a million years and never get tired.
Jūs varat dziedāt kirtanā miljoniem gadu un nekad nenogurst.
Even if the kirtan's out of tune.
Pat ja kirtans netiek pareizi melodiski dziedāts.
And the drum is off the beat.
Un pat ja neritmā ir
rums. It's not a pretty melody.
Un nav pareizā melodija.
If one in the ruchi stage can chant in such a kirtan for millions of years and never get ever increasing pleasure from the kirtan. And then even further stage beyond that is called the asakti stage. And that's when you can actually realize your rasa with Krishna. We see sometimes in ISKCON, someone whose heart is still muchi, dreams that they have surpassed ruchi. And that they can now, become a vrajavasi. In their eternal rasa. So as long as your heart is still muchi, you cannot go beyond ruchi. You have to follow the process, the regulated principle. Strictly chant 16 rounds every day. Avoid illicit sex. It means if you're a brahmachari, you can't masturbate. And if you're a householder, you can only have sex once in a month. With your Guru Maharaj's blessings. After your wife's menstrual cycle. And after you both chanted at least 50 rounds of japa. These are the instructions Prabhupada gave for the householders. So one has to follow these rules and regulations strictly. Otherwise, your heart remains muchi. And you're never going to get ruchi. So, in this way, one has to understand what is the actual process. Coming from the acharyas. Coming from Prabhupada. As clearly stated in his books, his letters and his lectures. And one must follow him. And if you do this, you will achieve those advanced stages in due course. You'll achieve a nartanavritti. Your heart becomes completely pure. You become solidly fixed. You develop the root, the pure taste for the name. You can chant for millions of years, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, getting ever increasing taste for the name. And then the asakti stage where you're completely attached to the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of Krishna.
And tad ir nākamais sakti līmenis, kurā mēs kļūstam pilnībā pieķērušies vārdam, it was a sakti.
A sakti.
Sakti līmenis, kurā mēs pieķeramies vārdam, formai, spēlēm un visam pārējiem, kas attiecas uz Dievu.
Attachment.
Pieķeramies.
You have no attachment for anything else.
Un mums nav pieķeršanās nekam citām.
You're only attached to Krishna.
Vienīgi mēs esam pieķeršies Krishna.
And nothing else.
Nekam vairāk.
That's the asakti stage.
Tas ir asakti līmenis.
And then you have volcanic eruptions of ecstasy within your heart.
Un tad vulkāni, visi vulkāniski izvirdumi jūsu sirdī notiek.
That is called the bhava stage.
Un tas ir bhavas līmenis.
And then you enter the perfectional prema bhakti stage.
Tad jūs ieiet pilnīgā prema bhakti līmenī.
In which you have constant loving, direct loving exchange with Krishna himself.
Kur jums ir nepārtrauktas un tiešas mīlestības pilnas apmaiņas ar Krishna.
So, follow the pathway of the acharyas.
Sekojiet acharya ceļam.
Not the mental speculators.
Nevis filozofisko prātotāju.
Who say that the living entity is God.
Kas saka, dzīvā būtne ir Dievs.
Nor the sahajas who tell you that you can realize your rasa when your heart is still mūči.
Un nesakojiet arī sahajiem, kas saka, jūs varat saprast savu rasu, pat ja jūsu sirds ir mūči.
In this way, if you avoid the pitfalls,
tādā veidā jūs izvairīsieties no lamatām.
And you stick to Prabhupāda's teachings.
Un jūs turēsieties pie Prabhupādas mācības.
You will see Krishna.
Jūs redzēsiet Krishna tad.
So, are there any questions?
Vai ir jautājumi?
Nantikirti.
Gurudev, в начале лекции сказали, что для того, чтобы в духовный мир попасть, нужно иметь любовь к Богу. А если, например, человек жил всю жизнь и не собирался любить Бога, но не преданный, но в момент смерти он стал Хари Кришна, например, ну там, может, где преданный или рядом, он попадает в духовный мир или нет?
Jūs teicāt, ka, lai nokļūtu garīgajā pasaulē, ir vajadzīga mīlestība uz Dievu, bet ja cilvēks visu mūžu nav to kultivējis, bet nāves brīdī viņš pasaka Hare Krishna, piemēram, blakus viņam ir bhaktas, vai viņš nokļūst garīgajā pasaulē. If you said that to enter the spiritual world, one needs love of God, but if one hasn't practiced this love of God, one hadn't had this idea, but at the moment of death, one uttered Hare Krishna, probably because devotees were next to him. Does such a person enter spiritual world? The spiritual world, yeah.
If somehow or other, if you sincerely tried to become a devotee, but you never really, you know, you were still struggling at the Narta Nirvritti stage your whole life.
Jūs esat centies kļūt par bhaktu, bet jūs nesat Narta Nirvritti līmenī pārvarējis.
You were sincerely trying to become a lover of God, but you really couldn't ever get that awakening.
Bet jūs tiešām centāties, bet jūs nevarējāt pamodināt šo mīlestību.
But you dutifully follow your spiritual master's orders, to follow the regulated principles and chant your rounds every day without fail.
Un ja jūs esat sekojuši savu garīgā skolotāja norādījumiem, atkārtojuši 16 apļus un ievērojuši principus.
And you chanted Hare Krishna at the last moment.
Un ja tad jūs atkārtojat Hare Krishna pēdējā
brīdī. You will definitely go back to Godhead immediately.
Jūs pilnīgi noteikti nonāksiet atpakaļ pie Dieva.
And your love of God will become fully manifest at that point.
Jo, un Dieva mīlestības Dieva pilnībā izpaldīsies tajā brīdī.
Any other your question? Yeah.
Mans jautājums sekojuši. Ko darīt bhaktam, ja viņš sāk redzēt guru trūkumus?
Ko darīt bhaktam, ja viņš sāk redzēt guru trūkumus? What a devotee should do if he starts seeing faults in his guru?
If one sees fault in one spiritual master, one should consult with other senior Vaishnavas.
Ja kāds sāk redzēt trūkumus savā guru, tad viņiem vajag vērsties pie citiem vecākiem bhaktām, vaiņiem.
Reveal to them the difficulty you're having.
Pastāstīt par šīm grūtībām, kas ir.
It could be your own fault finding, it could be your own envious fault finding propensity coming up.
Un tas varētu būt, ka tātad
so it's possible it's your own
Yeah.
Envious nature coming up.
Tad ir iespējams, ka tā ir jūsu skaudīgā daba tādā veidā izpaužas un tās rezultātā jūs sākat meklēt trūkums.
Or it could be the spiritual masters in difficulty that happens sometime in our movement.
Vai arī tā tiešām var būt, ka garīgiem skolotājs ir kādā grūtības procesā un tā mums kustībā dažkārt notiek.
That's why you need to consult with a senior Vaishnava.
Un tāpēc jums ir nepieciešams vērsties pēc padomu pie vecākā Vaishnava.
To see what's the actual situation.
Lai saprastu, kāda ir patiesā situācija.
One more. Okay.
Есть две веры. Сначала вроде ты берешь на такую веру простую, а приду в храм на воскресную программу, и там вот что-то волшебное есть. А потом у тебя такая крепкая вера. Ну вот непонятно, еще мы на той вере, такой, которая какая-то такая мистическая, или уже на крепком уровне. Ну, то есть важно ли вообще это понимать, и если да, то тогда, ну, как бы, как, где себя идентифицировать, где мы есть уже?
The question is it important to understand on what level we are?
Yes, you must understand.
Yeah, tas ir jāsaprot.
You must know your level, yeah.
Jums ir jāzina savas līmenis. How to do that?
How to do that? Well, you by reading carefully what's in Prabhupada's books and honestly looking at your own heart.
Lasot, kas ir Prabhupāda grāmatās un patiesi ieskatoties savā sirdī.
And you go, wow, I'm really struggling here on the Nartanavritti stage. Oof, it's heavy.
Tad jūs domājat, ka es tiešām cīnos ar Nartanavritti līmenī. Tas nav viegli.
Is it
a dangerous situation to see where we are? And in first place we may think that, oh, I have advanced. My tears are coming out.
It's what's called PD disease.
Bet tas varētu būt nav bīstami, ka gadījumā, ja mēs sākam domāt par to, kādā līmenī mēs esam mums iedomājusi, ka es esmu ļoti progresējis, jo man taču asars virst.
PD disease. Pure devotee disease.
To sauc par tīrā bhaktas slimību.
Yes, I am pure devotee.
Jā, es esmu tīrs bhakta.
And oh, look at that girl over there, wow. You see? Such nonsense. Yeah. He's still looking at the beautiful girls over there and he's thinking he's a pure devotee.
And the pašā laikā, vai tā pašā laikā, viņš skatās uz skaistām meitenēm un ievērotās un domā, ka viņš ir tīrs bhakta.
This is called rascaldom.
So my question is that when one tries to gauge how advanced or how low they are, then they can come to that position of having a...
I can tell you the safest bet is if you're not initiated yet, you're on the sadhu sangha stage. And if you are initiated, you're probably on the Nartanavritti stage. 99.999999% chance. Means you're battling it out with your material desires. That's where, if we look in our hearts, we can honestly see, those who are initiated devotees can see, yeah, I'm still battling it out with the material desires. So what's your point?
Wouldn't it be safer side to understand oneself how far they have advanced? Is as much as they can follow the instructions of the spiritual master.
That's right.
Vai nav drošāks veids saprast, kā cik tālu es esmu progresējis, saprast to pēc tā, cik lielā mērā es sekoju savu garīgā skolotāja norādījumiem. Skolotājs saka, jā, tiešām.
How strictly am I following my spiritual master?
Cik cieši es sekoju savam garīgajam skolotājam?
If I'm absolutely, totally surrendered to Him with my every thought, word, and deed in all times, persons, and circumstances, then I'm very advanced devotee.
Es esmu pilnībā sekoju savu skolotāju norādījumiem visos laikos, vietās un apstākļos ar savām domām, vārdiem un darbībām. Jā, tad es...
But we can see from Prabhupada's example, such a pure devotee thinks himself to be a very fallen soul, actually.
Bet mēs redzam no Prabhupādas piemēra, ka šāda līmeņa bhakta uzskata sevi par ļoti kritušu dvēseli.
So if you consider yourself fallen, then you're in a safe position.
Tātad, ja jūs uzskatāt sevi par kritušu, tad jūs esat drošā stāvoklī.
If you think, oh yes, now I'm completely beyond the influence of the material energy.
Es domāju, ka tagad es esmu ārpus materiālās enerģijas ietekmes.
That means Maya is going to grab you at any second.
Tas nozīmē, ka Maya var jūs satiekt jebkuru sekundi.
There used to be a saying in the old days in America.
Amerikā agrāk bija tāds teiciens.
When the settlers were going west in the wagon trains, you know, they're settling the western part in the wagon trains.
Tas bija tad, kad, tad, kad tika iekaroti rietumi un kad tie, nu, pajūgi devās uz rietumiem.
And the American Indians, they were always, they didn't want the white people invading their territories.
Un indiāņi nevēlējās, lai baltie cilvēki iekaroja teritoriju.
Maybe you saw the western movies when you were a kid.
Un to varēja redzēt tajos westernos.
So they would come on their horses and their flaming arrows and they would kill all the white settlers and scalp them.
Un tad viņi ieradās ar savām bultām, liesmojošu degošajām bultām, un viņi galināja visus baltos un skalpēja viņus.
To discourage the white people from coming into their territory.
Lai nobiedētu, lai radītu nevēlēšanos baltajos ierasties tajās teritorijās un iekarot tās.
So there used to be a saying, he says, when you can't see the Indians, that's when you have to worry.
Un tad bija teiciens tās, ka ja tu neredzi indiāņus, tad tev ir pamats uztraukties.
That means they're waiting over the next ridge, ready to attack. You don't know, where are they? We don't know where they are. That's when you got to worry.
Tas nozīmē, ka viņi tev gaida nākamā pagrieziena, lai tev uzbruktu, un tad tev ir pamats uztraukties.
So in the same way, when you think you're very advanced and Maya, you're no longer susceptible to the influence of Maya.
Un tad, kad jūs domājat, ka jūs esat ļoti progresējis un jūs vairāk nesat Mayas ietekmē.
That's when you better start worrying really fast.
Tas ir īstais brīdis, kad sākt uztraukties.
Prabhupada told us in Boston. He says, I'm always praying to Krishna that I will not fall down. And that's why Prabhupada would never fall down, because he's always praying to Krishna, please protect me from Maya. So the more you can feel that you're very weak and susceptible to Maya's attack,
jo vairāk jūs jūtat, ka jūs esat vājuši un pakļauts Mayas uzbrukumiem.
And always be begging Krishna and Guru to protect you.
Un vienmēr lūdzat Krishna un Guru, lai jūs aizsargātu.
That's when you're in advanced ability.
Tad jūs esat progresējis bhakti.
So we'll stop here.
Un mēs šeit pastāsimies.
Gandharāj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupāda ki jai.
Srimad Sankarsana Dasa Adhikāri Maharaj ki jai.